Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
This is that story show where we put your hilarious real-life stories into the spotlight.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, podcast people. I'm your host. My name is James Kennison.
And I'm John Steinclaver. James, I had a dream last night that I was floating in an ocean of orange soda.
Oh, yeah?
Actually, now that I think of it, it's more of a fantasy. I hate that one, too.
Well, at first I was like, fantasy. And then I was like, no, it goes Fanta, C-S-E-A. And yeah. Then that's when you got the laugh.
It's a fantasy.
Yeah.
Oh. Fantasy. Maybe
Let's give everybody a minute to change podcast.
Absorb that. And can we edit that out? Is that possible?
It shouldn't be. But we have an opening story. We always start with one. This is Jay from Missouri. It's called Goldmine Misery. Hi, James and John. My kiddos and I love the podcast. When I was a kid, I had some aunts, uncles, and cousins come visit us in Colorado from Indiana. And we decided it would be fun to take a tour of an old gold mine in the area.
That does sound fun.
Yeah, let's go miles underground.
You know, actually, I changed my mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't sound fun anymore.
Does not sound fun at all. It's like, you know, 7 feet, 8 feet deep. You know, that's what they bury you at. So you want to be lower than that? I don't know. It's just not natural to me. Anyway, while riding down the old elevator shaft that holds about 10 people, my cousin, Amy, who was roughly 9 years old, started making noises as we descended. So we traveled deeper and deeper into the earth, and she started groaning louder and then louder. And we were all confused, and we didn't know if she was scared or if something, you know, something more, maybe a Stephen King demon possession, you know?
Yeah, you know, you go underground and that's what happens. You get closer to the devil.
Exactly.
And the demons get you.
Yeah. We were all confused and we didn't know if she was just scared, but she became more animated. That's the demons.
Turned into a cartoon.
Started being cel-shaded. Finally, she started jumping up and down and holding her stomach, saying it hurt really bad. And then it became obvious that she was going to pass out. As soon as she began to fall over, she sent out a very loud and long fart.
Poor kid.
This all makes sense, I promise, by the end of the show, or the end of the thing here. Her dad caught her before she hit the floor. That's a real dad. We then had to ride down smelling a pretty pungent fart for what felt like an eternity, as we were only halfway down the shaft. So a little bit of a sulfur smell as they were going down into the bowels
of Hades.
Getting
closer to hell.
Yes. John.
I was referring to the location. I wasn't.
It's not just a bad word. It's a bad place. Here we go. So anyway, she recovered well and was able to complete the tour. I guess the pressure change may have really messed with her stomach.
No way. Okay, I mean, yeah, I would use that excuse too.
No, I think that's exactly what happened.
I'm going to use it.
You're going down. Her stomach is being compressed. She starts making tiny noises, then louder noises. She grabs her stomach. She's either giving birth to an alien or she's dealing with some pressure.
I mean, yeah, that's what a fart is. It's always pressure.
Yeah, it didn't affect anybody else. That's true. She says, Jay says, I hope it makes it on the show. All right, so I did. Okay. So good deal.
Good job, Jay. And I hope your cousin's doing okay.
Yeah, yeah. She's in our prayers. Even though that was years ago, and she's probably lived through the fart, you know? Don't know anybody.
But not the stories. The stories are all still the same,
I'm
right?
sure somebody out there has managed to fart themselves to death, but I don't think it's something we need to worry about here. We got a review. StayJuice16 says, thank you so much, James and John. You guys make my life full of joy.
Oh, thanks, StayJuice.
Isn't that neat? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not even when we're just listening to the show. We are there for him all the time, bringing joy to everything in his life.
Like, we will even drive to your house and bring you joy.
In a box.
In a box with a bow.
It's a puppy.
On it.
Named
Joy.
A
puppy. Named, yeah, and you have to take care of it, and
it does become your problem.
It does, but don't let anybody steal your joy, because that would not be.
Don't let your joy pee on the rug.
It's dog napping. That's right. Don't put your joy in the closet, because if you do, it might yelp all night.
All right,
I'm done with that one.
Yeah, me too.
Move any further.
Let's do some news. All right, a Toronto dude is wanted for stealing $1,500 of chewing gum from a pharmacy.
And gum, serious? That's a lot of gum.
I know. York Regional Police are asking the public's help in identifying a man who stole $1,500 worth of chewing gum from a pharmacy in Ontario.
Wow.
And what the police say is a stunning act of shoplifting. I mean, they are like applauding him, you know.
It's stunning.
Congratulations. You know,
in Ontario, is that California?
There it's
is
Canada.
Canada.
It's Canada.
Yeah, in Canada, everything is cost more up there. So, like in American money, mm-hmm. would that be like closer to $700?
Yeah, maybe? I don't know. Probably.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, according to the report, a man entered the pharmacy shortly after 7 p.m. on December 17th and walked into the candy aisle and started to plunder the shelves by dumping crates of gum into a garbage bag. He then brought the garbage bag to a cab that was waiting outside the store, only to return inside, fill a second bag before jetting off in the same taxi.
That is stunning.
That is stunning, because the taxi driver must have been in on it. He's like, if you'll just wait here.
He's now an accessory.
Yeah. You know, I'll get you in half on this Bubblicious, man. We'll go halves.
Yeah. I'm going to tip you in. In fruity stripes or whatever.
Fruit stripe gum. That's right.
Yeah, fruit stripe. That's the best, man.
Neither the customers nor the employees noticed anything was different until after the man had left.
Wow.
So stunning is the word I would use.
Yeah.
If you can flat out plunder the candy aisle and nobody notices, and you're dragging bags, like plastic bags out
garbage
the door.
Bags. Maybe that
you know,
was what
everybody's so nice in Canada. Maybe they were just like, look at him taking out the trash for us, eh?
He's so nice there. Get that guy some poutine.
You know, somebody should give him some gum. He's just being such a great guy.
Yeah.
This particular suspect who's been captured on video here is not familiar to any of our officers. We're now hoping the public can help us pick up loose ends. So they're distributing this video. Ultimately, the police say that they hope that since this has gone public, which, by the way, the public branded the story with a hashtag Fresh Breath Bandit on Twitter.
I was going with Sticky Bandits, but I guess that was taken.
But he says they'll hope they'll solve the case and return the stolen gum. I don't want that gum back.
Yeah. Once it goes into the...
It's ABC gum.
Yeah, the thief's hands, it belongs to the thief, right? Yeah,
or through his mouth.
You know? That's gross.
I don't want to hear nothing about nobody's used gum. It's grosser than gross. Let's read some stories.
Let me tell y'all a story.
All right, this is called Canada Correction. We have a lot of Canada stories today. It's Derek from Canada. People in Canada are often stereotyped as being nice and friendly. What a horrible, horrible thing. We need to stop that immediately.
Yeah, except it's true. They are nice.
Yeah.
Well, I've never met a mean Canadian.
Really?
Yeah,
I bet there are some. You know, are there redneck equivalents in Canada?
There are actually, and I can't remember what my friend called them. I guess he called them rednecks, but they're still
rednecks. Rednecks are nice too. I'm just saying, that in Georgia, if you really wanted to go to tick somebody off, like if somebody had a gun to your head and said, I'm going to shoot you if you can't tick somebody off in 5 minutes, I would go, okay, let me find the first redneck I can find. And I know exactly how to tick him off.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
You know?
Yeah. He'd make fun of his mom.
Yeah. Or, you know, steal the beer out of his pocket. That's a funny thing to say, but my mom got in a fight with a redneck one time and he wanted to point at her more. And so he put his beer in his back pocket and started yelling. And I was like, I was raised in Georgia. That is the most redneck thing I think I ever saw. And I've never seen gator wrestling. I think that would be the only thing that would possibly usurp the first thing. But anyway, for the most part, he said, I would say it's true. The stereotype's true. However, on this occasion, I was falsely berated for falling short of our politeness standards.
Oh.
My family, me and my friend Tucker, were all at the raceway watching the cars do their endless loops. Me and Tucker wanted some snacks, so we went to the concession stand together. Once we'd gotten our delicious goodies, we headed back to our seats, and I had gotten there ahead of him. And that's when I made my fatal mistake. Hey, Tucker, hurry up, I called. Then an older lady gave me a nasty look and screeched, you watch your language, young man. I was stunned. I was in fourth grade at the time. I had no clue what the lady thought I had said. Luckily, there were empty seats on the other side of my family away from the lady, so we moved over there and enjoyed the rest of the race in peace. That event stuck with me long enough to finally figure out what the lady thought she heard me say.
Yep.
I've since learned my lesson, and I don't shout my friend's name if it sounds like a bad word. I hope this can be on the show. Derek from Canada.
That's right. He probably has a friend named Dan, and he can't call out Dan's name really loud because people think he's saying something else.
Get over here, Dan it. You know?
Dan. Dan, you funny guy.
You're so Dan funny.
I can't, man. I'm crossing the line. I feel like I'm going to get in trouble. My mom's going to pop through that door. And she's like, you watch your language, boy.
Yeah, we've lost tons of listeners. This is called Oscar's Evil. It's Oscar from MA. What is that? Massachusetts?
Massachusetts.
Okay. Yeah. When I was in third grade, there was this one girl I did not like. So let's call her Lucy. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
That's right. We do.
However, I was a friend of Lucy's brother. One day I was hanging out in the playground with her brother and it was a boring day and we decided it was time to make some mischief. At the time,
it's time.
I love it.
I got a special place on my watch that says mischief time. Ready to go.
Cuckoo, cuckoo, mischief time.
It's time to make some mischief.
So at the time, my family brought these strange dog treats for a dog, and they did not look like dog treats. So I decided to convince Lucy that it was a cookie. I can't talk. A cookie.
Oh, no.
So I walked over to her sitting on the swing and produced the treat from my pocket, and I told her it was a cookie. I told her it was for her and for her to eat it. And I watched as my master plan fell into place. She took it, placed it in her mouth, and as soon as the treat hit that tongue, the look of pure happiness she once wore was replaced by a face of retching regret. I ran away as fast as I could as she burst into tears.
Oh no.
Her brother and I looked on at my fine work and laughed as hard as we could. Hope this makes it on the show, Oscar from Massachusetts. Now, for all you Gen Z and all you millennials, I know it seems like we're glorifying bullying, but, you know, Gen X knows that's just how we rolled back then.
I mean, it
that was nothing.
Ways.
It was nothing. Yeah.
It was the generation after us that took it too far. They just went too far.
Yeah.
They didn't learn anything.
They didn't learn anything.
The nugget of wisdom we should take away from this story is never, never in life is it appropriate to eat a cookie that came from somebody's pocket.
Well,
it was a good cookie. It's still not good.
Get suspicious immediately if anybody between the ages of 5 and 12 offers you a cookie on a swing set.
Well, I got a cookie in my pocket for you. Here you go.
What was in Ferris Bueller where she pulls out all these gummy bears? They're nice and warm because they've been in my pocket.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, the principal at the end of the movie, he's all eat up and chewed up and his legs bleeding. And he goes right. And has to sit next to the nerd girl. And she's like, would you like some gummy bears? They're nice and warm because they've been in my pocket. And I think he picks one up and throws it at somebody. Anyway. Yeah, don't trust Oscar. Have gummy bears. Oscar's evil.
Oscar, don't take his cookies.
See, Massachusetts, they got bad kids there. So
I've never been to Massachusetts.
Yeah,
I wonder what it's like.
I haven't either. It's one of those states you could just like, I feel like if you started running real fast, you'd miss the whole thing.
Maybe. It's the state that's got that weird little curl. Hook on
yeah.
It.
Needs to get a haircut. It's got a little mullet going on.
That's right. If it's facing west, it does.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is from James in Glasgow, Kentucky. It's a little long, but it's worth it. I read it. It's good. It's called Vegan Grandma, which is probably going to be the name of the show.
Uh-oh.
Because that's a good name for the episode.
Vegan Grandma.
Vegan Grandma. Several years ago, my grandpa, who was Canadian, passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Such a roller coaster of emotions in that sentence. He was Canadian, which was a thumbs up, but he died.
Oh.
Somebody in America killed him. So.
Oh.
No. So when it was time for his memorial service, all the stateside families traveled up to Chilliwack, Canada. My wife and I, newly married at the time, were planning on getting a hotel, but my grandma insisted that she host us at her house. I knew what this meant. We'd be stuck on the springy pull-out couch in the basement. Not wanting to be rude, though, we accepted her hospitality. But when we got down to the basement, we discovered the pull-out couch was now gone. In its place was a new regular couch, which was probably about the same comfort level as the furniture in a dentist waiting room.
Oh.
This couch was much too small for both of us to sleep on, so my wife got the couch while I found about 5 spare bed sheets to fold into a makeshift pad on the cement basement floor.
That stinks.
That's not even enough to keep the cold. You know, that slab is cold, dude.
Right. Especially in Canada.
Yeah. Oh, man. Honestly.
Probably really cold in Chilliwack, too. Chilliwack. That's the name of the place, right? Chilliwack?
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, I think the bed sheets were more comfortable than the couch. But when it was dinner time, we came upstairs to find the traditional dinner that I had learned to dread as a child. Hard wheat bread topped with vegan butter and raw onions. What the heck?
It must be a delicacy in Canada for breakfast.
I don't know. I think it's the vegan thing, though. Hard wheat bread? Have you ever heard of that?
Hard wheat bread?
Hard wheat.
Is hard wheat the descriptor of the wheat or the bread itself?
I think it's the bread.
Okay.
I would assume.
Because there is a hard wheat.
But he's been served this as a child, right? I mean, that's kind of what we're getting from the story. I don't know.
I don't know.
But John, you're kind of a veganist, right?
Sort of. A little bit. Sometimes.
What about hard wheat bread, vegan butter, and raw onions? I mean, is that dinner for you?
No, I don't think that's really a meal for anybody.
Is there any protein in that?
No.
Let me even back up further. You think there's any nutrition in that?
Sure. You know,
you could ball up a piece of paper and stick it on hard wheat and it,
yeah.
You get some fiber.
I'm sure there's something good in onions that's good for your body.
Somehow. Yeah. Just eat it like an apple. Anyway, that's all we had. That's the whole dinner. And my grandparents had always made me feel guilty for being picky because I didn't like their favorite meal. That's how they got old.
That was dinner?
That was dinner. That's what I'm saying. That's all they had.
I was thinking that was like a morning breakfast. I don't know where I lost that.
Oh, just wait. Just wait.
That was dinner.
After dinner, quote unquote, we went back downstairs and my wife looks at me and says, Jamie, what in Hades is this place? Where have you brought me? The next day wasn't much better. Grape nut cereal for breakfast.
Oh.
Onion and vegan butter sandwiches again for lunch. That hard wheat. I can stand some hard bread, though. I like a nice chewy bread.
Yeah, like the kind of Chicago roll with the crusty.
Yeah, but yeah. even like Panera, you know, they give you those baguettes and just you have to bite through them like crazy and pull them off. Oh, I'm hungry.
I could do that.
He says, then unsalted popcorn for dinner. Did grandma hate him?
Did she turn
into some sort of like, you know, did she tap into the dark arts to where she's sustained by the blood of children or something, you know, instead of food? I don't know what's
Poor
going on.
James. I don't think grandma liked James's wife.
Yeah, we'll kill her off. Can you clean the back of the oven? Just reach on back in there. I'm going to scoop you in there and cook you. I'm vegan, but I'll eat some my grandson's wife. I'll do it. That's what grandma was thinking.
That must be what it was.
Need a little help here with the oven here. Can you sharpen that axe for me a little bit?
Yeah, you're supposed to fatten them up before you eat them, not starve them to death. The story's wrong. Anyway, so we were starving, needless to say, and we couldn't leave to get any other food because it would have been seen as impolite. And my grandma had some strong religious beliefs about going out on Saturdays.
Oh.
So after grandma went to bed, I always love it when your beliefs, you know, get shunted onto me. Like, you don't believe in going out on Saturday. That's fine. But now I'm not allowed to leave your house either. Anyway.
Right. And you must sleep in the basement on the dentist furniture and the floor.
What was she thinking? What was she thinking? Like, I just want someone in the house. I need love. I don't know.
Maybe she was lonely. What happened to grandpa.
Oh, God.
Maybe.
He froze to death on the floor in the basement.
Maybe. And he had too many hard wheat and vegan butter and onion sandwiches.
Onion sandwiches, man. The lady at the checkout counter must have been like, gosh, we need to call somebody because they are not getting enough nutrition. These people are so old and so vegan. That's not a good mix.
Old vegans?
Yeah. Because
they're not going to die of anything.
If you start losing your marbles, but you remember that you're vegan, you might not do it right. You know?
What do you mean?
I don't know. When you're vegan, don't you have to still have, like, isn't it harder for you to get everything you need, like proteins and stuff like that? I mean,
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. See, we carnivores assume that your life is in pursuit of proteins, like constantly.
No, there's protein in vegetables.
Okay.
Not as dense as a steak, but you know.
Okay. All right. Well, I just worry the onions aren't doing it for her. That's all I'm saying.
Nah, probably not. I don't think there's much protein in an onion.
So
I don't know.
We're starving. Grandma's got religious beliefs. So after grandma went to bed that night, my wife and I snuck out of the house.
Nice.
Like teenagers.
Let's go find the closest Taco Bell.
I'm not sure how we got out past her alarm, but I was too malnourished to remember. By this time, it was nearly midnight, and the only place that was open was a bar, so we stumbled in and asked for a menu. It was near closing time, so the only thing they would really make us was the cheap nachos you get at bars as appetizers. Hey. But we were so excited. Yeah. They were chicken nachos on top of that. Whoa. Food with protein. No more vegan butter and onions for us.
No.
When the nachos were finally arrived, I looked up at my wife to see that she was a little blurry because my eyes had filled with tears. Tears of joy.
A dog?
No, yeah.
I'm just kidding. Tears of joy.
We happily dug into our tear-drenched cheap bar appetizer nachos. And the next day, according to my grandma's service, or my grandpa's service, the minister starts to talk about the first time he met my grandparents. And what struck him as odd was the meal that served him, that they served him. No. That's right. Wheat bread with vegan butter and onions.
Oh, man.
At least they're consistent. My wife and I squeezed each other's hands and fought off laughing at the memorial service. James from Glasgow, Kentucky. Man.
I think it's okay to laugh out loud at a service.
Yeah, you can LOL. It's
fun. If you're at mine, I don't make it and they have a service for me and stuff, you're allowed to laugh. In fact, I encourage it.
Yeah.
I hope somebody brings a fart machine to my funeral.
I'll remember that.
It's in my coffin.
We'll make sure we get there.
Do that.
A couple of announcements. If you ever want a sticker, right now, anyway, I'm not going to do this forever, but if you send a self-addressed stamped envelope to that Story Show sticker, P.O. Box 2153, St. Louis, Missouri, 63158, I will send you a sticker.
That sounds like a good deal.
The offer ends at the end of this week, which is, I don't know, what is it? The 19th.
April.
Yeah, April 19th.
This is the week of April.
So get your letters in the mail, and as long as it's postmarked by April 19th, I'll send you a sticker. Hats are still available, Etsy.com/NLcast, and we need your stories. We're getting low. We've got a chunk. We got enough for a few shows, but I don't like it getting, it's like going to the pantry when you're hungry and there's no snacks. You know you're not going to die, but you'd really like to have some extra stuff in there. That's kind of where we're at right now. So send your stories.
Chip bag is low, huh?
All you got to do is go to thatstoryshow.com, click on submit a story, or you can call us 2095-NL-CAST. No, 2095-8. That's the old Story Show line. My bad. 833-55 Story, STORY. So 833-55-STORY, 833-55-STORY. I'll remember that. And last but not least, but NarthexCon 2024 is happening June 29th in St. Louis, Missouri. It's a free event for listeners of our shows, and we want you to be a part of it. It is at the fabulous Melvin Theater here in South County, or South City, my bad, South City, God forbid, South City. St. Louis. Register at narthexcon.com. It's going to be great. We got a lot of giveaways. I just put some stuff in there. We're going to have a lunchbox, a Gremlins lunchbox that we're going to give away.
Really? That sounds awesome.
We've got some Funko Pops we're going to give away. We're also going to record a live show. We're going to have all you can drink, sodas and water. So don't get too excited there, John.
Sodas and water. You got me there.
Yeah.
Sodas and water. Oh, geez.
I know. It's just no fun. No fun.
Great.
But it's a you can you can come if you want. It's free. So we got people flying in from California. So
whoa,
pretty excited about that.
We're gonna give a prize to the person who travels the farthest.
We should. We should do it. You should bring it. You should have to provide it since it was your idea. So
whoever travels the farthest, I'll buy him dinner.
All right.
Yeah, I can do that.
So
as long as it's cheap.
As long as you get
as long as it's vegan butter.
I was gonna say, and onions on wheat, hard wheat. Can I?
But I'll bring Vidalia onions.
You guys got wheat bread here at this store? Yes, we do, ma'am. Good. You got onions? Yes, we do. Oh, question. Yes, ma'am. Is it how hard is your wheat bread? Oh, it's hard.
It's
how hard is it?
Bread.
It's as hard as a rock. All right, so if I dug a channel down into this bread and I sent my nephew down there, would his stomach explode from the pressures? Yes. Yes, it would, ma'am. Excellent. I'll
take
it.
Put that story in there.
This podcast is possible because of the listeners who support us on Patreon. Get that Story Show Premium, which includes ad-free listening, swag, and weekly bonus content. Try it out free for 7 days for as little as $3 a month. Cheaper if you go annual. Patreon.com/thatstoryshow. Special thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Kerry Wright, and Christopher Tynan. Surely you have a funny life story. Send it into the show. Submit your story at thatstoryshow.com. Click on submit a story. And dude, that's all you got to do. You can also call it in toll free 833-55-STORY. And while you're at the website, join our mailing list. It's where you get all the latest gossip. Sometimes I just send my dream journal. No, I'm kidding. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed. Just think, hey, this belongs on That Story Show. We'll see you guys next week, same time, same channel. Bye, John.
Bye, James.
Yeah.
I'm hungry. I want to get some vegan toast.
I want some vegan something.
I wonder if the onions are vegan. They might not have been.
You know, the vegan teacher got called out because she was using Crayola markers, and Crayola aren't vegan.
Oh,
I know.
How could she?
And I wouldn't normally care, except she seems to be a mean person.
She's kind of judgmental, isn't she?
She is. She's a little rough, a little hard to handle.
Nice. Well, that's unfortunate.
I wanted to sing, but I'm going to save it for next week.
I'm sorry I messed it up.
No, you didn't.
We were talking about vegan. It was really cool. I started drooling like a big old pool. Now people see me and they're gonna cry.
Cause you need to shut up and die.
Hey. Okay, you win. that's the closest thing to closing anything that I've ever. And now I'm going to shut up and die.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft. Made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.